Thank you, Ms. Vice President. Very well done. So now let's get down to the real deal, the real business. Let's start out through some meditation together here. Okay, everyone. So it's nice to be back here at the Dhammaloka Center, where we do all these beautiful things together. And first and foremost, of course, is the meditation practice. And as always, it is so important to get this idea right, to know what we're doing with meditation, which basically means not doing anything at all. So the idea with meditation is really just to relax. And sometimes just by using the word meditation, we're already starting out in the wrong way, because it means that we have all kinds of ideas about what we are supposed to do, when in fact you're not really supposed to do anything. So instead of meditating, just imagine yourself relaxing. Coming home from a long day's work, you are exhausted. You sit down in your favorite armchair or your favorite sofa, and you just relax. You allow things to be. You even allow the mind to drift. You don't try to be mindful. You don't try anything at all. You allow things to settle down instead. And this is a much more conducive method to get the meditation going. So just relax. Enjoy the present and relax. Allow things to drift, and they will calm down by themselves. And by not doing anything at all, you're just allowing the mind to rest. And when the mind rests, the energy tends to come back again after a while. And when the energy comes back, just feel that delightful feeling of the mind being energized. At the same time, enjoy the good company, the stillness, and all the good vibes, if you like, of a place like this. As you get into the meditation in this way, seeing the positive sides, the mind gets drawn towards that gradually. often in meditation, it is better to forget about the object, the breath, or whatever, and just enjoy the qualities of peace and tranquility, and all those beautiful qualities that arise when the mind relaxes. Learning to enjoy that teaches you where real happiness and contentment is to be found in the world. And it's always in a different place from where we think. And learning this is like learning right view. Gives you a different outlook. And it encourages this practice of the path. Okay, so coming close to the end, and before we come to the end, always take a few moments just to reflect back on the process and ask yourself, what are the causes that make the meditation work, and what are the conditions that make it not work?